You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It's Tipperary on this Tuesday, April the 11th. We're going to be having a look at seven races for you. The highlights coming, of course, in the middle of the card when we've got a decent conditions race at 5:45, which brings together one or two nice types. Some good maidens to kick off the card. Plenty of good handicaps to get stuck into and indeed a best bet later on in the evening, which comes up at 6:15. We begin, however, with a 7.5 furlongs fillies maiden, which is due to be run on very testing ground. Of course, the straight track was abandoned because of the unsuitable conditions. So, obviously, we're going to be concentrating on horses who got a little bit of form perhaps in the bag already on this surface. The one that does stand out on that front is Jetstreaming from the Adrian Keighley stable, this filly by Born to See. Made a bright start to her career the day when finishing third behind Aidan O'Brien's well-ridden from the front Alphabet. Back in second was Marfee Healer, who has subsequently gone on to let the form down a little bit at Leopardstown the other day. But it was still a decent time figure race, and we know that she goes on the ground. We put Small and Booked. She's a worthy market leader. The only negative I could see is that her trainer, Adrian Keighley, has gone 161 days and 40 runners without a winner, so he could do with a change of fortunes. Of the dangers, well, Tobacco Road definitely comes into that category. A good 50 of the day at Dundalk was an eye-catching run from the back of the field, suggesting that our race is to be won with him. De La Vega also shaped well at Dundalk behind Megan's Moon. And you add into the equation Zulung Biokyu, who ran quite well behind Tempura on her debut back at Leopardstown towards the back end of October, and it makes for an intriguing opening race.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, which is the 5:15. It's another 7.5 furlong maiden this time for the Colts and Geldings. The one to be with here is Tommy Hallinan from the Willie McCreary stable. This horse has already had 3 runs so far in its career, and has run to a fairly decent standard on each of those efforts. First time up at the Listowel Festival, went second in a heavy ground maiden behind Escape Clause, was followed by another good run towards the back end again on testing ground at Limerick. Bouncing out first time out this year. Unfortunately, this gelding by Intense Focus bumped into one of the stars of the season so far in the shape of Order of the Garter from the Aidan O'Brien stable. But if you take out the winner who won by 11 lengths, this three-year-old managed to win his race by 8.5 lengths, and he beat some good horses as well. There was plenty of well-regarded types in behind from the Aidan O'Brien stable and McDermott Well camps, respectively, to suggest that run alone, if you take the winner out, was a very good one of its kind. Drawn in stall one, with experience under its belt, race fitness and the ability to go on the ground, I'd expect Tommy Hallinan to put it up to this field, and looks a decent bet this morning at 7-4.
Race number 3.
On to the 5:45 then, which is the best race on the card quality-wise. One Night I Dream needs a selection here from the Fozzie Stack stable. Ran about even money this morning. Doesn't look a bad bet, really, in the context of what he's got to face tonight. He certainly isn't up against the kind of horses he was taking on the other night at Leopardstown, when in the end he finished third behind Rose de Prière and Marshall Jennings in a listed prize. He went all the way to the line that day, and he seemed to take quite kindly to the first-time blinkers as well. Another thing to mention is his stable. He's going particularly well at the moment. Of course, Fozzie's taken over from his dad, Tommy. And with plenty of soft ground form, indeed heavy ground form, attached to his name in the past, I'd expect with race fitness and a good degree of form coming into this race to be too significant for the rest to handle. Raymundo, well, she's a big, tall, leggy filly. I'm not necessarily sure whether she'll handle the really testing conditions here tonight. So the danger might well be Master Speaker, who's in the process of running a good race of the day on seasonal reappearance when tripping heels with a horse just inside the final furlong. And he obviously tumbled at that particular point. But he's got some decent heavy ground form, and he goes really well for it at this time of year. So Master Speaker's the one for the forecast.
Race 4.
On to race number four then, and this is where we get down to best bet of the night territory. The one to capture my attention here is Not a Whisper from the Aidan Howard stable. This horse has got plenty of decent form under its belt throughout the winter, as she's running quite a few decent maiden hurdles on soft or heavy ground. In fact, she finished fourth behind Bargy Lady on her final outing, and that indeed was in the first time hood, and she carried that contraption onto her first run on the flat for quite a while at Leopardstown the other day in the hands of Pat Smullen. This horse unfortunately got in all sorts of a tangle off the home turn, and in the end she couldn't get out in time, but she did catch the eye by finishing at a fast finishing six in behind, proved the point. And there's no doubt in my mind that if she A would have been drawn better in the first place and B got a much clearer run, she would have gone very close to winning that race. So with Pat Smullen back on board, hopefully compensation awaits Not a Whisper from that unlucky run at Leopardstown the other night.
Race 5.
On to the 6:45 then. Not a particularly strong race here, just a couple to talk about. Tassona is the number one pick for me, basically because she's already had a run under her belt, and that was a decent effort as well for the first time off the shelf for Fozzie Stack. Of course, she used to be trained by Davy Watchman, finishing sixth behind Alphabet, which doesn't read too badly in the context of this race. Has got a handicap mark of 72 off the back of that run, with a nice draw with Killian Hillison taking seven off. I'd expect Tassona to step up to the plate here and show what she can do here tonight. The other one to mention is Mostafi from the John Fiend stable, having its first run for New Connections, having been with David Marnane last season, although this horse hasn't cut much ice on the bare form figures shown so far. This horse did catch my eye on several of occasions last year, including first time out when knocked about six in a decent maiden, although he never really went on from that. I still think he's capable of better, and now he's with a new barn and with the cheek pieces on for the first time, he's worth a look in the market.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest, which is a mile and a half apprentice handicap, coming up at 7:15. Quite a few of these have been plying their trade over hurdles throughout the winter, most notably Salita Maidor, Indian Monsoon and Head Turner. And of that quartet, I'm pretty keen on Indian Monsoon, although he's carrying top weight here. He actually isn't too badly handicapped on the pick of his hurdling form. Don't forget this horse won a very good maiden hurdle, or novices hurdle at Cork back in the middle of January, beating Vaynard, who of course went on to run really well in the Coral, i.e. Handicap at Leopardstown, and he did finish fifth behind Ballyandy in the Betfair hurdle, so he was taken on a decent opponent there. Although he didn't really shine last time out behind Blueberry and Outspoken, he was in very exalted company, and of course he was found to be clinically abnormal after the race, so he can be forgiven for that poor run. Providing all's well with this gelding by Monson, and more importantly, there's good degree of market activity in his direction, because Charles Burns does like a bit of a punt in the ring, then all things look set fair for Indian Monsoon to run a big race there in the 7:15.
Final race.
On to the final contest then, and this is another mile and a half contest, but this one's a maiden coming up at 7:45. Plenty of decent horses here on show. We've got quite a few of these who've got good form from last season, but it may pay to follow horses who've been running particularly well over hurdles during the winter period, because the ground's going to be really testing and fitness is going to be the key suit under likely testing conditions. Therefore, Val de Ferbe and Jack Nillinger are the two that I'm going to put forward here. Val de Ferbe, well, he wouldn't normally fit the profile of a mile and a half maiden winner here at Tipperary, being an 8-year-old who's been plying his trade over hurdles and fences, but he does come here off the back of a Clonmel victory over the Lars Robscores last time. We saw him beating My Murphy in a very easy 13 lengths. He also ran behind Clarkham at the same track early on in the year. He's a bit of a sort of like a one-pace galloper, but that's what you're going to need under these conditions tonight. None of your flashy, sexy flatbreds, because, as I said, it's going to be really testing. The other one to mention is Jack Dillinger. He was really unlucky not to get off the mark last time out at Down Raw when he was well clear, only to fall at the last. Actually, he jumped the hurdle fine, but he unseated his rider Mark Enright a couple of strides after the hurdle. He got back to his previous two runs, and they read really well on paper. Fourth behind Blueberry, who's one of my horses to follow in the spring, and fourth also behind Battleford, who ran well in the Martin Pipe at the Cheltenham Festival, is definitely form which should be taken notice of. So Edward Harty's booked Declan McDonough as well. I think that's another positive. So those would be my two plays against the field, Val de Ferbe and Jack Dillinger in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again for Dun Dorks. 8 race programme tomorrow at Ireland's only all-weather venue. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.